BBC News with Marion Marshall. Palestinian officials say a mother and her baby were among four people killed in the Gaza Strip during hours of Israeli airstrikes and tank fire. Israel says it's responding to Palestinian militants who fired more than 200 rockets into southern Israel. Three Israelis were wounded by the barrage. Security officials in Algeria say the brother of the recently deposed president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has been arrested. Many Algerians believe that Saïd Bouteflika became the country's de facto ruler after his brother fell ill 6 years ago. A Nigerian archbishop has urged the government to do more to stop young people illegally migrating to Europe. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido appears to have failed in his latest attempt to pressure the country's military into backing him. He'd urged his supporters to rally at defence bases to highlight demands for change, but reports suggest only a small number of people turned up. President Trump has said he believes Kim Jong-un doesn't want to break his promises, despite North Korea test-firing a number of short-range projectiles. South Korea has warned Pyongyang not to raise military tension. The Sudanese security forces have used live ammunition to disperse thousands of protesters outside a military base in Darfur. The organisers of a continuing demonstration in the capital Khartoum have blamed what they called the remnants of the regime of President Omar al-Bashir, who was overthrown last month. Egyptian archaeologists say they've discovered a 4,500-year-old burial ground near the pyramids at Giza. The site includes several tombs. Among the artefacts is a fine limestone statue of one of the tomb's owners, his wife and son. The world's oldest professional football club, Notts County, have dropped out of the English League for the first time in their history. BBC News.